Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, if it makes you feel any better, which it will not, you know, Jean of Eau Claire, Dick of Madison, Wisco Paul, a lot of people who call into this show. Donald Trump will be in Milwaukee August 20th. Did you know that? He'll be in Milwaukee August 20th. He had a rally in North Carolina that fizzled. He had to cancel it because he and Ivanka had to testify in a civil fraud trial about in New York about how they valued their properties. They'd value them real low for tax purposes, so they didn't have to pay much taxes, and then they'd value them real high. They went to the bank and said, I want you to lend me money. They go, okay, how much is it worth? It's a gajillion dollars. Oh, okay, we'll lend you some money. Whereas then he, six times his investments declared bankruptcy, and he left them holding the bag, which is why he's been funded by the Ruskies for, I don't know, 20 years or more, according to his son, Eric Trump. In any event, his next rally will be in Milwaukee. They call it the American Freedom Tour. American Freedom Tour. Tell you what, he's going to have some people with him. These are real taste tempters. These are people you're not going to want to see. Crooked Mike Pompeo will be with him. Trump is hoping to be the nominee for the Republicans in 2024, and then he has to pick a vice president. Probably not going to pick Mike Pence. Probably not going to pick Mike Pence. Why not? Because he encouraged the assassination of Mike Pence. Because his people built a gallows, hang Mike Pence. Trump led them to it, said Mike may do the right thing, and if he doesn't, oh well, it's march in the Capitol. And then when they heard hang Mike Pence, he's in the White House, he said, turned to somebody and said, maybe he deserves it. Just a hunch. He ain't gonna be picked as Trump's vice president if Trump's nominated. Trump won't be nominated. But Crooked Mike Pompeo is sniffing like a dog on a log. Politicians sniff. Have you ever seen it? Take a dog for a walk in the forest. They will run around sniffing at logs. That's what Mike Pompeo is doing. Sniff, sniff, sniff. He would like to be the vice presidential nominee, and he's going to show up, Crooked Mike Pompeo. The sad thing was, he was the valedictorian of his class at West Point. He was considered quite a hotshot. Why he debased himself, I don't know. Another piece of work who will be there is Don Trump Jr. Remember him? Don Trump Jr. got on the phone with the Ruskies, Russian embassy, after his father won in 2016, but before he was president, telling them that they didn't have to worry about anything because Obama and Biden would be out, and then they would play ball with the Ruskies. The CIA listened in on that. Why did they do that? The CIA listens in on every conversation in every embassy in Washington. And the FSB, the KGB in Moscow, Russia, listens in on all our conversations, and certainly the NATO ones and NATO countries and the rest of them. How do they do it? There's technology that you can listen in. You can listen in through walls. You can listen in on landlines. There's nothing you say that is secure. So the CIA guys are sitting around listening to this. One guy goes, hey, that guy speaks pretty good English. And the other one says, that's a familiar voice. Hey, wait a minute. It's the president-elect's son saying that the Ruskies had nothing to worry about once Trump was in there. Then Trump accused the Obama administration of spying on his campaign. They didn't spy on his campaign. There's a CIA, and the CIA and the agents aren't appointed by anybody. And the CIA director at the time was appointed by Trump, and they listened to all Rusky calls, as they should, and all Chi-Com calls, and the Norks, the North Koreans, and everybody else. They listened to their calls. And when Don Trump Jr. was asked about it later, he said, we were talking about adoptions. What, he was interested in adopting a Russian kid? Are you kidding me? Or he's interested to make sure Russian kids are adopted? He doesn't give a rat's patoot about Russian kids or anybody else. Certainly not about Ukrainian kids. Don Trump Jr. Now, I don't know why he wasn't charged with obstruction for doing that. If the FBI had a tape of a phone call you made, they were interested in it because there was some criminal thing going on, and you said I was talking about adoptions, and they have a tape that showed what you were talking about, I'll tell you, you would be charged. I don't know why this guy wasn't charged. I don't know the context in which he said it. But Trump will be in Milwaukee on August 20. So will Crooked Mike Pompeo. So will that piece of work Don Jr. Another guy named Dinesh D'Souza, D-I-N-E-S-H, D apostrophe S-O-U-Z-A, major right-wing conspiracy theorist. Bad news. Very bad news. I don't even know why he's around, why we let him. Who knows? He's sniffing around. All of them sniffing. Now, you might think, oh, well, I don't agree with Trump, but isn't that nice? He's coming to talk to his supporters. No, it's not nice. To buy a wristband to get in, you have to pay $195. If you want to be anywhere close to him, have a photo, or he's going to have a thing called a private roundtable, $3,995. Now, that's $5 under $4,000. That's typical salesmanship and marketing. If you go to, Menards, Best Buy, you're looking for a piece of equipment, they'll never say $4,000. They'll say $3,995, or they won't say a grand. They'll say $9,999, something like that, or $999. He's just marketing this stuff. The photo, what he used to do with Trump University, he'd get people's life savings. Some woman that had a child with autism, single mom, she read the advertisement, you can be a mogul like me, and at the end you're going to get a picture with Trump that you can show to employers. And she calls up, they say, how much do you have in the bank? She said, $30,000. It's my life savings. They say, tuition for you is $29,000. They took $29,000 out of a woman, single mom with a child with autism. This is a true story. And then she went, did this coursework. It was like Dale Carnegie. It's saying, always mention the other guy's name. You know, look up the amount that it's assessed for and then bid just a little over that and all this. And then the instructors weren't Trump. One was a guy who worked during the day as a jewelry salesman in a discount jewelry place. And at the end, she said, okay, when do I get my picture with Trump? They said, come tomorrow morning at 9:00. True story. She goes in at 9:00 and there's a cutout of Trump. Stand next to that. She said, well, that's a cutout. That's okay. The minute you take it, it looks like Trump. Your employer will think it's Trump. That's how the guy operates. And he paid $90 million in a civil settlement with New York for doing this kind of stuff. And they shut down Trump University. Well, he's at it again. All right, you're going to get $3,995 to have access to Trump, have a photo. I assume he doesn't have the guts to do it with a cutout. I assume, because he may physically be there. Probably will physically be there. But this private roundtable, everybody who has it will just be seated up front. They'll see it up front. He'll say, what do you think about Biden? And they'll boo. That's it. That's the roundtable. This guy is fraud on the hoof. Guy is fraud on the hoof. But he's going to be here on the 20th. And, you know, frankly, we don't want violence and we don't, but, you know, you do have a right to protest. And, here's a guy who is thinking of running again, and the January 6th commission is coming out, and they're showing one more absolutely heart-wrenching and strange thing after another. One witness, Cassidy Hutchinson, got threatening calls and is now in witness protection. Another one, Liz Cheney has a full 24/7 fairly involved security detail. So does Mike or Dr. Fauci, for Pete's sake. I mean, for the love of Pete, Dr. Fauci. They threaten everybody. And what they're doing is, and the mainstream of the Republican Party is buying into this because they don't go as far as Trump, but they'll say, well, there was something wrong. And they're just envenoming everybody. And there aren't enough people in the Republican Party left. There aren't enough of them left who will stand up to it. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. Carl Sandburg's poem, great poem, The Fog Creeps In on Little Cat's Feet. Fascism creeps in on Little Cat's Feet. It creeps in one lawyer at a time, one briefcase at a time, one appointed justice at a time, rammed through during lame duck. Three Supreme Court members in Wisconsin refusing to certify Biden. The Supreme Court Republican saying that in lame duck here, the Republicans can keep power, even though Evers and Call got elected, because they passed a bill during lame duck signed by Walker, who'd been beaten, saying that they could still exercise governor and attorney general powers. Lame duck. You know, this creeps in on Little Cat's Feet. I saw a chilling exchange on an MSNBC thing last night between Katie Tour and Cole Wallace. And Katie Tour said, do you think these people would have still worked for Trump if he had pulled the constitutional gimmick and stayed in? And I'm thinking, Katie, why are you saying that? If anybody just stays on, there's going to be a revolution in this country. You don't just sit there passively saying, would they still work for him? We're not putting up with that. Okay, we're going to break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.